Now listen to part of a lecture on the same topic.
The main advantage of wind power is that it's a clean source of energy. Wind power can decrease our dependence on fossil fuels, which is critical to the health of all living things. Using wind power instead of coal, oil, and gas means fewer emissions of greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide. It also means lower emissions of sulfur and other gases that cause smog and acid rain. So, more wind power means less smog and soot, less acid rain, and fewer emissions that contribute to global warming. Wind power is also getting affordable enough to compete with inexpensive coal and oil. This is because better turbine technology has helped reduce the cost of wind energy by more than 80% since the 1980s. In several places around the world, energy companies offer wind-generated electricity at a cost that's almost half the cost for coal power and around one-fifth the cost for nuclear power. And where coal and nuclear power both threaten the environment, wind power is clean. However, even though wind energy is now more affordable, more available, and pollution-free, it does have some disadvantages. One is that wind power has the same lack of energy density as direct solar radiation. Wind as a source of power is very spread out, and this means it would take large numbers of wind generators, and thus large amounts of land, to produce heat and electricity in useful amounts. We can't build wind turbines everywhere, simply because lots of places aren't windy enough to generate power. Another disadvantage is the high number of birds killed by the blades on wind turbines. One study found 182 dead birds on a wind farm in California. The wind industry is responding by modifying the equipment so it's safer for birds. They're coming up with solutions like reducing the number of places for birds to sit on turbines, spacing the turbines farther apart, and painting patterns on the blades that contrast with the surrounding landscape, so the birds can see the blades and will avoid flying into them.
Summarize the advantages and disadvantages of wind power discussed in the lecture, explaining how they agree with or depart from points made in the reading.